Well, today we're in the fourth and the final Sunday of Advent. And very shortly, we will be celebrating Christmas, that festival that bears the name of our Savior. Each year we seem to move further and further away from the religious ideals of Christmas and nearer to an orgy of conspicuous consumption. We are inundated with people trying to persuade us to buy this or that gift, or trying to convince us that our celebration will not be complete without this particular food item or that particular drink. But today's gospel reading reminds us that one of the things this period of Advent is about is the anticipation of the birth of a child, our Savior, the Son of God. So let me just bring us back a little bit, where many of us are parents. And for the most parents, the time leading up to birth of a child, especially the first child, is a time of great hope, a time of expectation, and a time of anticipation. There's a feeling of great changes taking place in our relationships. Our relationship with our partner begins to change because of our new role as a parent. And as we take on a new status, that of parents, so our relationship with the outside world also changes. And our relationship with those future changes because we have a new concept of continuity and continuance. Because of these feelings of change, there is also apprehension that we may not be up to the task that we have undertaken, and fear that in the changes we may lose something important. Do you remember waiting for your first child? Can you be honest enough that one of the emotions that you felt during this 9 months was fear? Sure it was. Because there's a huge unknown. I'm sure Mary had the same fear compounded because she had to accept the fact that she is going to give birth to a child and never experienced intercourse or the conception thereof from her betrothed husband. So her fear had to be much, much greater than ours was. Add to that the fact that how is the village going to accept her? And then add to that, what is Joseph going to have to say? But eventually, after the angel spoke to each of these new parents, through faith, they went forward. And that fear was calmed by the presence of God. And it moved into hope. And one of the reasons for the Advent season is of hope. Through Christ coming into the world, everything is changed forever. Nothing is or will be or has been the same since that tiny baby laid in the manger. Jesus showed us the potential for good that exists in all of us. He demonstrated human life at its ultimate. He showed us life as God intended us to live it. A life of service to others. We experienced that here at Carlisle this past week. Jesus lived in such a way that all those who came into contact with him, however briefly, were changed by that experience. I have experienced that change because of my contact with Jesus Christ. When I asked him to come into my heart and be my personal Savior, everything has changed since then. The most rewarding change that I had is being asked to be up here. Without my contact with Jesus Christ and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit within me, I could never be here. I could never do what I do. I remember the first time years ago that I was asked, I think I told you this before, but I was asked to speak before a Home Builders Association meeting. Hundreds of people there. I was so nervous that I forgot to breathe. Yeah, literally. And my presentation stunk. Because of my fear. Because at that time in my life, I had not had a personal contact with Jesus Christ. Through his glorious and shameful death, he made it possible for us to be reconciled to God. He paid the price for our sins to enable us to start again. He demonstrated both the glory of God's amazing love for us and the glory of a life lived in complete obedience and harmony with God. You will not achieve that harmony without contact with Jesus Christ. Your sins will not be forgiven without contact with Jesus Christ. In Jesus, divinity and humanity unite and reveal the wonderful glory both of the Creator and of His creation. It's sometimes difficult for us to appreciate the glory of God's creation. We take it for granted. Everything that exists today is because God created it, including His Son, Jesus Christ. We are told in Genesis that God saw all that He made. And it went on to say that it was very good. Now, when we read that phrase and we think about it and it comes back to us through memory or memorization maybe, why do our mind's eye focus on everything that's around us and not Jesus Christ? Because God created His Son. And it says It was very good. We need to be reminded of this. It isn't just lip service. It is a reality. And it is that we celebrate and recognize through our Advent season. But that is not how it appears to us sometimes. The world often seems very dark. And sometimes it appears to be very bleak. The news over the last few weeks, years for us in this time, has been business as usual with tragedy, cruelty, greed. All of these things are high on the agenda. Strife in many parts of the world, such as Afghanistan and throughout the Middle East. And I'm going to say throughout the world. I challenge you to come up with a country where there is not strife in its existence. We have the threat of terrorist attacks. The big thing today, the most popular thing today with these dark-minded people is smash and grab. I was reading the other day that the CEO of Nordstrom gave money, promoted that the police be defunded. And Nordstrom is one of the major targets of smash and grab. The other day I read where Nordstrom, that's his name, pleaded with the community to repeal the defunding of police and give them more money. Now go figure that. This is what we deal with in our world today. So this morning, we have lit 4 Advent candles. That reminds us that Jesus came into this dark world to bring light. Isn't it a shame that some of these brainiac people that are leading this world aren't even aware of the light that Jesus Christ brings? Thank you. And we wonder why we are where we're at. Really, really hard for me not to get into politics right now. It's perhaps more difficult for those of us who live in towns to understand the absolute contrast that is implied in the use of the words light and darkness. And that's because we live in an environment where we almost never experience complete actual darkness. It's one of the joys that I have when I go to my cabin. We're just out in the middle of the woods. And when I walk, this really come to mind this past season, when I walk back in from my deer blind, it is dark. So we have this little fancy little headlight that shines our path, right? But at some point, I turned that light off and I just stood in the path. And I amazed at the heavens, the brightness of the stars, because that is God's creation. And He created them so they would shine light down on us. You don't see that vividly when you live in the city, but you do when you're in the country. I do when I'm in the woods. It is, if you have never experienced this, it is an amazing contrast. Now I lost my place. However dark our world may be metaphorically, we are used to having light at our beck and call, even at night. We have street lights, we have security lights, we have car headlights. Have you ever been in an airplane and you're coming into a big city at night? Millions of lights that are shining the way for those down on earth in that city. It is illuminating their path. It's beautiful. But what comes to my mind as I was preparing this message is Jesus Christ is the light. And He shines our path. That is what we're celebrating. It isn't the lights of the city. It isn't the lights of our cars or on the street lights or the doorbell or whatever it is. Jesus is our security light. People in earlier times would perhaps have an easier understanding of how profound a statement we are making when we say Jesus is the light of the world. Because He changed everything by transforming darkness into light. Light reveals things as they really are. It strips away concealment and disguise and shows the true character of things. Light brings understanding. Light brings enlightenment so we can begin to comprehend the value of things that are important. One of the things that Jesus shines light on and brings to mind is hope. Jesus is our hope. Actually, He is more than that. Jesus is our promise. He is our assurance of our redemption and the redemption of the world. All of these things that the world is experiencing today will and can go away at the snap of a finger if the world would see the light of Jesus Christ and the path that it shines. However dark things may seem, we have the assurance. However dark things may seem, we have the reassurance of that unquenchable light. That doesn't mean that we can say to ourselves, that's all right, then we're saved and then sit back and do nothing. That's not what it's about. Because another thing that the light does, it wakes us up. You've spent a whole night in the darkness. And when that sun comes up and that light shines through the curtain, it wakes us up. So it is with the light of Jesus Christ. When that light shines through whatever obstacle we have placed out there to block it, it wakes us up. In earlier times, people were focused to let the natural cycle of night and day govern their activities. But we're more sophisticated. We use artificial light to let us carry on our activities night or day. In this country, we live in a 24-hour world, 7 days a week, because of all of these artificial lights. Our economy can continue and strengthen because of these artificial lights. But the economy of your soul can only grow and continue through the light of Jesus Christ. I'll bet most of us wake up earlier and we feel more active in the summer when there's more natural light. Sure. I know right now I have a really, really hard time getting out of my chair. One, because it's cold, but mostly because the sun isn't shining. But if I take time and allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine on me, it's much, much easier to be active. It's much, much easier to do the work that Jesus Christ has laid out before us to do. In John's gospel, he says, "The light shone in darkness, but the darkness had not understood it." Darkness didn't know what it was all about. Look, what is this? It's destroying me. That's what the light of Jesus Christ does. It destroys the darkness of the works of Satan. We have recognized the nature of the light and we are living in that light. We are living in Christ's glorious days. We sleep in the dark, but daytime is a time for our Christian activities and not a time to sleep. We are the body of Christ, and it is our task to finish the great work that He started. That's what Advent reminds us. And all of God's people said,